I've got to do the stop turn, but not actually follow through with it. I have to. It's like I'm pretending, just to fox them, pretending that I'm going to do the stop turn, but I don't. I then sort of smoothly roll the ball forward and continue in the direction.
Okay, let's have a look.
Oh dear.
There you go.
Good. Super. Yeah, very good. Yeah. Yeah,
that was
very good.
Absolutely spot on. So again, that's when, you know, your opponent suss you out. You've done your stop turn three or four times in a row. The fifth time he's thinking, I'm not having that. I'm going to take the ball off you. But instead of turning this time, you put your foot on the ball, you skip past the ball, and then you roll it forward. So you actually go past the defender again.
Yeah. And these are techniques that professional football players employ just all the time without us even realising.
All the time.
I mean, the layman, without us, like me and Suzanne, realising. Because I just look at it and think, you know, they're just kicking the ball around.
But yeah. I suppose, is it the case then that there are X amount of moves, fixed moves, in a game of football? Everybody knows those moves on the pitch, and it's when you choose to play it, deliver yeah. it, use yeah. those techniques. Or can you have you develop your own techniques?
You can. I mean, I like to think that I've invented a skill when I was younger, just playing in the school playground like I did. I get to school early, I play for an hour in the morning before school, you play at break time, lunchtime, and sometimes you fall into tricks and you make them up by accident. You try and go and do one thing and it turns into something completely different. And, you know, a lot of these turns are named after famous players. You've got the Cruyff turn, named after Johan Cruyff, who played for Ajax and Holland. You've got the Maradona turn. Obviously, Maradona's out here at the moment with Al Wassel. So
did that involve his hand, that turn?
I'd like to say yes, but, you know, you know, the fact of the matter is that these players are always inventing new tricks, and you just think you got to the end of the line where there can't be anything else that these guys can come up with,
yeah.
and then you'll see something absolutely amazing. I mean, for me personally, the best trick in football is for somebody like a David Beckham or an Iniesta who plays for Spain to be able to pick up a ball and pass it 60 to 80 yards to somebody on the run and drop it onto his foot on the move without him having to even move. And that is an amazing skill. And that's one of my favourite skills, just to be able to pick somebody out who's 60 to 80 yards away with a great pass.
That's incredible. So who are your footballing heroes?
I mean, I'm quite retro with my football heroes. I mean, I grew up... I was born in 81, but for my fifth, sixth birthday, I got a video back in the days when we had video players.
Yeah.
I had a video of the Brazilian national team from the 1970 World Cup. And I grew up watching those guys, which obviously included Pele. And then growing up as a boy, I was really lucky. I was at Blackburn Rovers, and at the time, Blackburn Rovers were really successful. And we had players like Alan Shearer, who played for the England national team. So those guys are my big heroes. And at the moment, I love Balotelli because he's a massive character. He's amazing. He's great for the game. And Ronaldo and Messi, you can't look past those two. Absolutely genius players. And I mean genius football players.
Do you have a favourite, Suzanne, from your childhood footballer?
I do.
Okay.
John Barnes.
All right, John Barnes, right.
Great.
Good, yes.
And
I'm going to just randomly pluck from probably stealing from my brothers. My family are all Notts Forest fans, so Stuart Pearce.
Ah, he was good, yes, I remember him.
Psycho.
The Psycho, that's
the Psycho.
Right.
Is he Psycho? Yeah.
No, that was his nickname, because he was Psycho on the pitch.
He didn't,
you know?
Okay, fine.
Was he a Psycho?
He didn't lose the plot later on in life.
Yeah, and back to Nottingham Forest, actually, very, very lucky that when I was a youngster, because I was at Blackburn, I got to meet Brian Clough.
Did you?
I got to meet Brian Clough, and he had his gold green sweater on, and he was an absolute gentleman. So one of the highlights of my life. I was probably only 9 or 10 at the time, but yeah, absolute privilege to meet Brian
Clough.
That's
incredible, and again, my family would be very jealous of you for that. I've told this story many times, but my brother has a very beautiful dog, female, a Wheaton Terrier, and he named her Cluffy. Poor dog, yeah.
Fantastic.
So when it comes to these techniques you're showing us here, and you know, George and I don't know if we're not probably built for football. What kind of build are you looking for? What kind of skill in the physiology of a person are you looking for?
Really interesting question, because actually from last night's game, the Euros final, you had Spain, who majority of their team are under 6 foot, which is very, very rare in modern day football. I mean, things changed about 10, 15 years ago when the game's just purely, especially in the UK, which is not a good thing, has purely become about pace and athleticism, where Spain have worked on a plan for the last 15, 20 years, which has all been about technique and utilising the skills that we've been looking at today. And those guys, you know, the two midfield players who are the two best players in the world, along with Messi and Ronaldo. I mean, Ronaldo's a little bit different because he's a quick player and he's quite strong, but Messi, Iniesta and Xavi I don't think any of those guys are over 5'8", 5'9", and they're dominating world football. So I think that we've gone through a cycle of quick, fast, strong players, and hopefully now it's coming back to the more technical players, which is a much more beautiful game to watch, to be honest.
Yeah.
So what would they do in training, apart from the skill set, but would they be working out in a gym? What areas would they be working on?
Yeah, absolutely, working in a gym. You'd be working on your key muscle areas, your key muscle groups that you use in football. Nutrition wise, a lot's changed. I mean, the UK is still a long way behind, to be honest, the rest of Europe, but it is catching up. And to be honest, I don't really like saying this, but rugby really paved the way in terms of sports nutrition, diets, and just players looking after themselves to prolong the career. I mean, you look at Ryan Giggs, he's still playing in the Premier League. He is one of the fittest guys in the game, and he's 37 years old, 38 years old now, and that's just because he's looked after his body and he's done the right things, and he's ate the right meals at the right times, he's worked out, and you know, you don't hear stories about Ryan Giggs you know, going out in the evenings and doing some of the other things that other players have got into trouble for over the last 15, 20 years.
So for people thinking of coming down here and joining you guys at EFA for football, you know, getting some coaching sessions, playing some games, looking at kids, you know, do they have to be a particular build? You know, is there any criteria, or can anybody come down?
It's for anybody. Honestly, it's for anybody. And that's an easy thing to say for sports academies here, because, you know, we're all businesses at the end of the day. But, you know, hopefully from what you've seen down here today, football is for anybody. You guys haven't kicked a football for what, 10, 15 years? And within 5-10 minutes, I hope that you've enjoyed it and it's given you a little bit of sort of passion back for the game that you might have sort of left by the wayside along the way. And the thing is, for the children as well, some of these kids are coming to us who've never played football before. So it's really important for us as coaches that we sort of pass on our love for the game to them. And that's quite easy for us because we've all got a background in football and we all love the game as well. You know, we've got kids who are coming down here purely for fitness. We've got kids who are coming down here purely to meet friends and have a good time. And we've got kids who are coming down to progress and become better football players. So again, yeah, it's anybody's welcome to come down.
You ready for a bit more, George?
Yeah, I am actually. Yeah, I'm ready for a penalty shootout.
That's the reason he came here, to get Suzanne in the goal.
Absolutely.
Okay, shall we do it then?
Absolutely, yes. No problem.
Okay.
You've got two techniques when you shoot. For a penalty, people go for either power by using the laces, which is very simply toe pointing to the ground, heel pointing to the sky. And you're just driving your foot through the ball. Now, what a lot of people probably don't realise when you strike a football is the power comes not from the technical part of striking the ball. It's actually from the follow through. It's the same as golf. If you're playing a chip shot from the bunker or from the fairway onto the green, it's a lot less follow through. You're just trying to guide the ball onto the green. Yeah. Whereas if you're driving it, you put all your force and energy through the ball and push right the way through. Yeah. So even if I step up to this ball now with one step, if I push my foot right through the ball, you can get amazing power. So we'll look at the one with the laces first, and I'll show you that one.
The laces?
The laces, yeah. The laces of your shoe.
Okay.
So again, just take one step. So if you stand right behind the ball, yeah, okay, so just one small step to your left. There's one more to your left. Okay, one more. Perfect. Okay, so now what you're going to do is keep your head over the ball, and we're just looking to strike the ball centre. So left foot's going to go next to the ball to guide, and then strike through.
That's a bit light, isn't it?
There you go.
I think that was a toe peck, actually, Suzanne. Can I have another go?
Yeah, of course you can.
George, on the edge.
I'm going to have another go.
Okay. Okay, so now's the time for the penalty shootout between George and Suzanne. So we haven't got a dirham on us to toss for who goes in goal. So Steve, you've got, what have you got, a phone?
I've actually got my IFA band in my hand.
Okay.
And I'm covering it up. I've got it in between one of my fists. So I'm going to hold out my fist, and obviously ladies first. So
thank
left
you.
Or right?
Right.
So sorry.
Oh, so I'm in goal.
Well, you get
to
choose.
I'll be a gentleman and give you the choice of doing what you want to do.
Oh, that's very nice of you.
So what would you like to do first?
I will go in goal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bring it on.
Here we
go. Good
choice. Yeah.
Good choice to go in.
And it's victory.
No.
So what happened? George, what happened?
You beat me.
I lost track there. How many did I beat him by?
It was 2-1. Yeah. It was actually 2-1. So congratulations to Suzanne.
Yeah, you triumphant. Did really well. I was amazed, and I'm a dreadful goalie.
I have to admit, both of your techniques were superb.
Really?
With a little bit more assistance from myself.
Yeah.
I'm sure we might see you in the Premier League next season. Who knows?
My technique was alright.
Yeah. Still lost though, didn't you?
Yeah. You're a good goalie. You're better than me in goal. That's it. Perfect. You're a good goalie.
A little bit, George, from there.
And you did lose a finger at some point as well.
Yeah, your first save was brilliant.
That was a lot of fun. Thank you, Steve.
My pleasure.
It just goes to show, George. I mean, would you do it again, George?
Definitely.
Because you were really reticent, weren't you?
Yeah, it's like last week with the tennis, you know, just all those years of not doing it and not bothering. I mean, I do work out, but it's never anything like this, and actually really good fun.
You could do easily a couple of sessions a week for a month. And you could go and play quite easily in one of the leagues out here. That wouldn't be an issue. And the biggest thing with football is it's like anything else. You know, the more you practice, the better you're going to become. And, you know, for somebody like yourselves, you actually will increase your ability levels very, very quickly. You will plateau eventually. Yeah. But in this early, in this initial stage, the development growth will be absolutely massive and you'll see results, which I think for anybody who's getting back into sport, you want to see results straight away. And if you don't, it can be quite disheartening and disappointing. So if you actually get a little bit of a buzz from being able to achieve something over the first few weeks, and you actually be able to master a couple of the techniques, that means you're going to keep coming back for more. And that's what's going to turn you into a better football player.
Yeah. Love it.
Really, really good. Thanks so much, Steve. And for people who want to come down and do more with IFA down at Dubai Sports World, contact details, website?
Contact details, it's ifasport.com. Email address is info@ifasport.com. And just come along, come and see the guys. We've got some amazing coaches down here. You know, we've got loads of experience working with children from all over the world. And the beauty of this place, and I know we spoke about it last week, is that we have 40 children down here today playing in the sessions, I think 20 different nationalities. So it's, you know, it's a great way of bringing kids together. The adult football, you know, the pitch is available for booking in the evening. Again, just come down and see myself or see Jim, and we can try and look after you.
Well, George,
I was exhausted listening to that.
We did it, and hard luck and all that. Yeah. Yeah, but you're a good sport, and that's what it's all about.
So are you, and you are really good in goal. Really annoyed.
Well, I'll tell you what, you're better than me at skateboarding. We've just been at the skateboarding park, haven't we? And and if you want to find out more and see how George got on there, there's some great pictures of both of us actually falling down off the skateboard. You can go to DubaiEye1038.com and read George's blog, which will be up later today.
Yeah.
Now, before we hit the running track, because that's what we're going to do next, there's no stopping us now, is there?
I'm ready for my nutritional snack, I think, before we do that.